morning, Audio Gravity, 26th of May 2009. I'm still in catch-up mode here, but it's absolutely gorgeous again outside, so I'm going to catch up on the last 4 days, because it is actually the 30th of May. A little bit of time warp trickery here, using the flux capacitor. I've actually managed to go back in time to record these. So, first link, proxylist.net. Occasionally I have people ask me, well, I want to watch a program on Hulu, or I want to watch something in the UK, BBC iPlayer, and I can't do it. And so I point them to a number of places. One of them is a solution that you can get for your Mac called Viscosity, and using Viscosity you can link up with a company called Ytopia, and for, I think it's $40, probably a little bit more now, a year, they give you a private VPN. And what's very cool about the private VPN is they've got loads of access points in the States, the UK, all around the place, and it's auto configuring as well. It just jumps onto the best one local to you. Obviously you can set which one you want to get on, and if it's getting round being, you know, needing an IP or a proxy for a particular service. Proxylist.net is also a list of free proxies, and it's pretty cool because it's got different countries: Great Britain, Korea, Canada, United States, Mexico, Japan, all different places if you're looking for different different IPs. Next link is called lessfriends.com. Do the people you follow on Twitter follow you? Find out. I'm not really sure the benefit of this, to be honest. I guess it's just one of those many sites that you see these days where, you know, everybody's jumping on Twitter, building stuff for Twitter, on the back of Twitter, because of the sheer amount of numbers. I saw a crazy number that Twitter was doubling their user base by doubling their user base every week by 40%, which just blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. Lessfriends.com, do you people want to follow? You see, this is the thing now. You've got so many different tools to break down everything about Twitter. You can absolutely fine-tune it. You can spend your whole life messing around with Twitter. And I think people need to wake up to the fact that everything, sooner or later, is going to be real-time. And it won't be about the service. It'll be about, well, it won't be about the brand so much as the delivery of your message. As long as it gets there, I think people are going to be more concerned about that. I think there'll always be that sort of fashion sort of, you know, shiny, everybody rushes to a service, but I think that'll slowly get I think that'll slowly die off the more sites that are built in a shorter space of time. If data is going to increase in size within 72 hours, like they're predicting, you can imagine that also services will be coming out more rapidly. People will be building mashups more rapidly because they'll be easier to make. They'll be plugging things from one place to another. They'll be putting a little design on it, and it will suit a purpose for a different crowd. So interesting times. Next link, I just want to fire out there for designers, if you're into jQuery, which we are, we love jQuery to the max. It's a JavaScript language. Well, it's more than a language, it's like a preprocessor. Client-side form validation with jQuery, it's really, really cool. If you're using it already, we're just looking about it to plug it into our sign-up page, which we've been working on. And Wufoo already do this for their form, and I really liked it, so I've decided that we're going to try and put it on ours. All these links and show notes, by the way, will be as a comment on this post. So if you're hearing this on Audioboo, you might need to go over to my account on Audioboo and go to my page, and then you can see all the links on there. Next one, this is really, really cool. The Pocket Mod, pocketmod.com/v2. It's this little free recyclable personal organizer. You can put various bits and pieces on the pages, and it will print you off this little tiny book, and it'll actually let you I think it lets you save it as a PDF. I need to have a look actually, but if it doesn't, then we need to suggest it. There's a little link at the bottom, adams_chat@chad@yahoo.com. It's really cool. Go and have a look at it, pocketmod.com/v2. If you're one of those persons who, you know, worries that the battery's going to run out and they need details, need some had to work off, print it all, put it in this like little collapsible foldable thing, put it in your pocket. Cool. Right, I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Cheers, bye.